The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
A man named in the High Court as the leader of a North Dublin organised crime group known as the Gucci Gang was yesterday jailed for 5.5 years on firearms offences. Glenn Ward, known in Finglas as Mr. Flashy, will now join his younger brother Eric O'Driscoll in prison. I'm joined on the line now by Robin Schiller, journalist with the Irish Independent. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
The headlines are talking about a Mr. Flashy. How did Glenn Ward get that name?
So Glenn Ward first really came onto the scene in around 2016. He had associations with senior members of the Kinnan crime group based in Finglas. Because of the strict, I suppose, defamation laws in Ireland, he couldn't be named because he didn't have relevant previous convictions. So because of his, I suppose, penchant for designer clothes, for the finer things in life, this nickname, Mr. Flashy, came around, and certainly the gang he associated and directed also shared that the love for designer clothing, and they were known as the Gucci Gang for the last number of years.
Now, what is known of their activities in Finglas?
So from around 2016, really, Glenn Ward became this leading figure in that crime group in Finglas. They would have been involved in organised criminality and drug dealing and the associated drug-related intimidation and violence that comes with that. They based themselves out of a headquarters in Finglas, and that house was searched at least 16 times by Gardaí over 4 years. Every time Gardaí went in, it was fortified and decked out with really a high-grade security system. The windows were reinforced with bulletproof glass, the front doors were fortified, and every single time Gardaí went in and had to remove the stuff to get in, they'd come back a few days later and the equipment would be reinstalled at a high cost. So it shows the real level these guys were operating at, the access to money they had, and the significant profits they're making from selling drugs, not just in Finglas, but also across North Dublin.
When did he first come to the attention of the courts?
So the criminal court, he would have had a number of previous convictions, but nothing on a significant level. He would have been more known in the civil courts in recent years, in the High Court, in proceeds of crime acts taken against his associates. One particular case taken against his deceased associate, Zach Parker, a drug dealer shot dead in 2019. Glenn Ward was described as being known as Mr. Flashy by senior Gardaí, and that he directed a criminal gang known as the Gucci Gang, which was based in North Dublin across Finglas, Coolock, Darndale, and Ballymun. So that's the first time he really was named in a High Court case, but his criminal activities first really came to light in the last 12 months when he was charged for firearms offences before the Special Criminal Court.
Now, the people who he associated with in former times, some of those have come to a bad end.
They have, and this unfortunately is normally what happens with people who associate with these organised crime gangs. There would have been an assessment of him in around 2018, early 2019, of around 20 key associates aligned to him, this Gucci Gang or Ward faction. Some of them would have been Zach Parker, I just mentioned there, he was shot dead in January 2019. Others would have been Sean Little, he was shot dead in May 2019. And just a few hours later, Jordan Davis, another associate and person linked to Glenn Ward, was shot dead. And finally, that same month, Hamid Sanambar, who was also classified as an associate of Glenn Ward, was shot dead. So you really had four people who were aligned with Glenn Ward being shot dead in a very short space of time as part of that feud in Coolock in 2019.
Now, the character of his associates changed from maybe more hardened criminals to less experienced ones.
It did. So from 2016 all the way to 2019, Gardaí would have certainly classified him as associating with the likes of Trevor Byrne, a gunman linked to the Kinnan cartel, and a number of criminals from Cabra who have a serious criminal pedigree. That changed. All those men fled Ireland at different times, or other associates like Quaylon Smith was arrested for attempted murder and subsequently jailed by the Special Criminal Court. So the makeup of that gang changed. It went from these hardened criminals to a group of around 30 young men based mainly around Finglas. And some of them at the time, when I suppose that assessment was made in 2020, they would have, many of them would have been juveniles, only 15, 16-year-olds who would have been sucked into this Gucci Gang by the likes of Glenn Ward and done his bidding for him for several years.
And of course, the attraction of the Gucci Gang, the clothes, the flash lifestyle, the jewellery, the watches, all of that, attractive to young, naive people.
It is, unfortunately. You can see how in some of these working class places, how some people, not all of them obviously, but some young people can be attracted to that lifestyle. And the lead investigator into this crime gang, Detective Superintendent Paul Murphy, made a very strong and interesting comments yesterday after that sentencing hearing. He warned young people that they shouldn't become involved or align these gangs in any way. And the single message was that you are simply disposable to the likes of Glenn Ward and his brother Eric O'Driscoll.
And it does show the rate of attrition of those around him. It makes for a very hazardous lifestyle. Now, the way he ended up behind bars is interesting because it was on foot of an attack on himself and his brother.
Yeah, so this all, I suppose, developed from June 2022. Glenn Ward and his brother Eric were travelling in a taxi in the Finglas area. They're obviously under threat for some considerable time themselves. That taxi came under fire. They fled unharmed, and Eric O'Driscoll left a phone at the scene that was analysed by a Gardaí, and they were subsequently able to download camera footage, which showed both Glenn Ward and Eric O'Driscoll test firing really heavy-duty weapons in the back garden of this headquarters they're using in Finglas. Glenn Ward fired an AR-15, a heavy-duty rifle. He fired that once, and his brother Eric also fired the weapon three times. There was further footage recovered showing two AR-15 rifles and a MAC-10 submachine gun, which is obviously a serious piece of equipment. Two of those weapons have been recovered, the others haven't been, but it certainly showed the access to firearms, the serious access to firearms these guys had.
And this was the nature of the charges brought against them and the convictions. And Eric pled guilty earlier in the year.
So Eric pled guilty first initially. He was sentenced to 5 years. In the case of Glenn Ward, it took some time. There's considerable back and forth between legal teams, but eventually he subsequently entered a guilty plea. And yesterday he was jailed for 5.5 years by the Special Criminal Court.
His prison time will not be easy, it is suggested, simply because he's a man whose life is constantly under threat.
Yeah, his own defence counsel, Michael Bowman, senior counsel, made that point in the sentencing remarks. In mitigation for his client, he said that he's been under 23.5 hours lockup every day in prison due to threats to safety. And, you know, the rare decision was also made by the courts to grant a request by his legal team to name the prison he's staying in or to give the address of either Eric or Glenn Ward, which it's a rare decision to make, but it shows just how under threat these guys are and how seriously they feel about those details being mentioned about them in the public eye.
He's a relatively young man, so he will emerge still a relatively young man after his 5.5 years.
Taking everything into account, time served, standard remission, which most people are entitled to, he'll be out by the time he's in his, before or after his 36th, 37th birthday. He'll be obviously a relatively young man, and Gary, you've no doubt that he won't go looking for making honest day's work. They've no doubt that he will go back to a life of criminality once he's released from prison.
It's extraordinary after all the suspicions the Gardaí had and the raids on that house in Finglas that what they got him on in the end was self-incrimination via a telephone.
Yeah, and he's been suspected of serious criminality for several years, but he's also always managed to keep himself one step removed from direct involvement in anything. And it's the simple thing of taking a video for whatever reason for bravado to share amongst your friends. That's subsequently resulted in him getting a serious stretch in prison.
Now, Robin, as well as that very interesting story on the demise for the moment of Mr. Flashy, you also have a story in the paper today about our plans to increase our air defence with new military radar systems.
Yeah, so the Taoiseach Defence Minister Simon Harris is expected to bring a memo to Cabinet this morning outlining plans for Ireland's first ever military radar programme. Formal negotiations are taking place with four different countries who are they looking at to roll that out. One will be picked and that'll begin next year with the hope of beginning the phasing and completing it by 2028. And this programme, it's interesting, it has a number of different amendments, include land-based long-range primary radar, ground-based air defence systems and maritime radar. So serious efforts are being made to increase Ireland's air and maritime systems.
And what are they promising will be the result of this investment?
Well, it's a significant investment. It's a complex system and will cost several hundred millions of euros expected. And Mr. Harris is expected to tell his colleagues that, you know, states have to be able to have a strong defence system, a strong air system, and they should know exactly who and what is traveling through their airspace.
So if hostile forces or even friendly forces turn off their transponders, we will still know they are there. But then what we can do about it is another day's work.
Exactly, yeah, that's another discussion. But I suppose knowing what's there in the first instance is the first step. What we do after that, that's a story for another day.
Robin Schiller, journalist with the Irish Independent. Robin, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Pat.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.